Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And welcome back to The Ground Level. I'm your host, Sean. The topic of today, we're jumping on that bandwagon, is going to be Venezuela and kind of my take on the situation. So stand by. And welcome back to The Ground Level again. I'm your host, Sean. Before we really dive into this, please remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe. You can find us at rumble.com and The Ground Level, basically everywhere you get your podcasts, Apple and Spotify. Helps our podcast grow. So really, what's going on now with Venezuela? We know that there were some back and forths with Trump and Maduro. I find it really interesting, you know, Venezuela specifically. So before I get ahead of it, you know, everybody knows now that they did an attack. They did a few missiles, and then they went in there and captured Maduro and bringing him to New York, it sounds like. Now, a couple things right out the gate. I find it very interesting that, you know, they scream, no kings, no kings, no dictators, right? But then here we are pulling one out of a country, and the Democrats, of course, they can't help themselves. Suddenly they're in favor of a dictatorship. It's whatever Trump does, they're going to have a problem with it. It just doesn't matter. I mean, my gosh, that guy could solve world peace and they're just going to, you know, go batshit crazy basically with anything that he does. And it's so infuriating to sit there and watch this. So here we are again. We've got this guy. Spain. And you jump all the way back to the 1500s when Spain was colonizing it. And I believe it was maybe the late 1700s or early 1800s when I think, yeah, the Spain was, or Venezuela, you know, the natives there were fighting for their own independence from Spain. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? That's kind of America was doing. From Europe in general, from England. It's just the similarities are very interesting. Of course, Venezuela has a different history and all the oil situation in the 90s and up into, you know, what was it, Chavez. And then you have Maduro, you know, when he passes away, then you have Maduro. Venezuela is just full of history. And I think even Venezuela, because of Spain, what doesn't that stand for? I believe it's what Little Venice. I could be wrong on that, but I believe that's what that is. But the bottom line is Venezuela has had some serious issues in the past 20, 40 years. I mean, their economy has been garbage, especially with this Maduro guy. And now the back and forth between him and Trump, and you know what we've seen in the past year and a half with Trump as president now, whether you like it or not, Trump has been doing exactly what he says he was going to do. I mean, he doesn't mess around. Now you can argue, you know, that a lot of these things are similar. You know, you go back to the, you know, the U.S. has a a really criminal history, in my opinion, of being involved with foreign regime changes for self-interest. And then you consider, you know, what is really going on here now with this situation? I don't know what to think anymore. You know, with the Cold War and in the 50s, you know, the regime changes there, Guatemala, Chile, Iran, our hands are right in that. Hawaii, the Philippines. You know, there are times when it seems to be that it was acceptable. But then again, is it driven by, you know, the imperial intent or anti-communism or security interest? You know, that's always a good one. It's security interests. And we're always getting involved in foreign affairs. Now, in this case, let's not be silly about it. We know there is clearly an oil interest. Now, that has some tainted history with the Bushes and oil interest. We need to get in there and take care of this problem for humanitarian reasons. Really was about the oil. Now, Venezuela, this is such a unique situation in history that we're witnessing. But again, the left can't handle it. They just can't handle anything he does, and I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think about if this is going to turn out good. You know, already you got Russia and China chiming in. It's reprehensible behavior, and they're right there, you know, condemning his actions. Then you got Fetterman, a Democrat that's condoning it. But the majority, of course, we know that he's been leaving the party, a lot of like Tulsi Gabbard has been in recent months and years. But this is a strange time to see what's happening here. He didn't, you know, he's not at war. And then there's the argument. I don't know the constitutionality about it. I mean, if you're receiving threats or you are invading our country and bringing in all their criminals from their prisons and their insane asylums, if that's accurate, there's the question. Are we just in philosophy, or are we actually in the definitions of things? Are we in the legality of now we're going to make a strike to go get this guy because he's oppressing his people, which he was? So we don't like dictators. No kings is that stupid championed term that they constantly use. But what is it really then? What are we? Do we support dictators when it's, you know, against Trump? I mean, that's all it seems to be. I'm here in the Seattle, Tacoma, Washington area, and already the streets are lined up with all the people, all the Democrats, you know, all 25 of them in front of a Washington State History Museum. I just saw it this morning. It's embarrassing and stupid. You see them out there, no kings, no kings. They just don't know what they're saying anymore. And we support Venezuela. I actually see those signs out there. We support Venezuela, just like the we support Ukraine. It's to give this image that we're attacking Venezuela and we're just lobbing bombs and missiles at them. That's not what we're doing. And I think the most key part here is the people. It has been so in your face that even CNN couldn't, you know, ignore it. What the people are in their streets. I mean, they're cheering. They're losing their minds. They're so excited. The people clearly were happy with this move. Now, only time will tell, I think. In my gut instinct, right when I saw that the couple missiles got lobbed over there is, oh, here we go again. You know, there's American jumping right in. Trying to lock down a section of a continent, whatever you want to call it, colonizing again. Here we are in the 21st century colonizing. I don't think that's the case here, but my gut did immediately pause because I want to see how this is going to play out. It doesn't have that typical feel of the George Bush days, you know, where you just knew right away, this is just criminal. This is just, it's nonsense. You know, and then you get back to, you know, during the Gulf War with his father and all that kind of stuff. But we're not going to dive into all of that. The point is, this doesn't have that feel. I mean, you can see these people. They're clearly cheering in the background. They're excited about this. They would know more about their own regime issues, their leadership there than I would. But if we did something drastic and we really did help these people, is that not a good thing? And then, you know, I did hear Donald Trump say on a press conference yesterday, we're not going to do what our past regime change has done time and time again. If you want to call that this, call this situation a regime change. I mean, it clearly is. They're going to have to do something now. But Trump said it well, and I'm paraphrasing, of course. He goes, look, we're not going to do this and just now take off and see you later. We're going to help them. So what does that look like? And we've heard those words before. So I do have my necessary skepticism in effect. I want to pay attention closely because I don't want this to turn into another world. Now, I've said it. I've been saying this for 15, 20 years. You know, if we keep messing around and poking and poking. Eventually, China and Russia, it's just a matter of time till they dive in, and they say we've had enough of this, and I don't know what to think anymore. So realistically, it's best to pump the brakes, see what's happening here. Where's this going to go? But right now it feels good. And if CNN is posting, and even in the New York Times, they're posting about the people cheering this situation on, there's got to be some credit to that. I mean, you can't avoid, this isn't like, you know, the rallies of Trump where, you know, they take a couple pictures of a parking lot with 15 people and CNN bullshits and says, oh, see, there's nobody even there when there's actually, you know, thousands and thousands of people in the background. This could not be ignored. This is not that type of situation. I mean, you watch these people, they're clearly excited. I think it's important to sit back and see now what Trump does from this situation. You know, we got the guy arrested. What are we going to do with all the people that were flooded in here during the open borders? There's a lot to play out. But I think this was, it sounds like a good first move of just kind of saying, okay, enough of this. Now, let's not lie. There's about this situation, or not fool ourselves about this situation. Clearly, there's an oil interest. Now, Trump says he's going to take some of these, well, you know, the big oil corporations, which really immediately I begin to cringe. But if the big oil corporations are going to go in there and try to help Venezuela, you know, build off their oil supply and bring their oil industry in Venezuela, you know, there's got to be deals that are going to be made, correct? We're here to help you and your infrastructure. We're going to help build this back up. We get a cut. So again, we don't want to pretend that there was not an oil interest, because it certainly was there. But at the same time, is it not important then, if you're freeing a people from a dictatorship regime, and all those screaming about no kings, no kings, they should be right on board with this. And so I'm not sure how this is going to play out, but I do find it so interesting. While I state that, yes, there is this cringe level, the pumping the brakes, I don't feel immediately sickened, though, and terrified of, oh, man, this is going to seriously go sideways. I think this really could benefit not only the Venezuelan people, say that 100 times if you haven't had any coffee, but the Venezuelan people, it's going to benefit them if we truly are going to go in there and rebuild their infrastructure, or assist them at least. But then, of course, is that not what we're looking for here as an interest? You know, if we help here, there should, with anything you do, you always should be paid to some point, whatever that payment looks like. And for any task, we're using our resources, our corporations, our government, whatever you want, our tax money to help you build. Here's what we expect in return once you're up and rolling. I think that's a fair request. But nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to pause and just go, okay, how could this play out good? How could this play out for the bad? I can see it going either way. You keep, like I said many, many times, you keep ticking off all these other countries because they have their own self-interest as well. They've had their eyes set on that oil. And one day, I hope we do really, truly come to a system where we don't have to keep draining the fuels, the fossil fuels. You know, that would be great someday, but we're not there yet. You know, we've seen time and time again the electrical system, you know, the green energies, and what a scam that has been from corporate interest, believe it or not. It's just not there. It's not refined. You know, our entire world grid can't run off just electric. But I have faith that we're going to get there one day. And it very well may happen. I don't know about my lifetime, but I do believe that we're going to get there one day. Right now, though, use the resources we have to keep the heat on. Keep society growing. Let people, you know, save it, especially here in Washington State. There are some areas here in Washington where our gas is still $5 a gallon. The rest of the nation dropping down below $3. But because of our disgusting politics here than Washington State, this garbage continues to go on. I'd like to see the Venezuelan people Colombian people, Cuba, all everybody. Get away from these dictatorship rules and these crushing oppressive systems that places like Washington are aspiring to be. Washington State. They like that idea of controlling the people. And hopefully, you know, that's, I'm going to be doing an episode here shortly on House Bill 1399, which is going to get rammed through right now, trying to take away the the power of the elected sheriff, taking it away from the people and giving it just to the bureaucrats in Olympia, Washington. But that's another episode. Now that's going to be a fun one. In fact, in just a few hours, I'm going to be interviewing a state of Arizona sheriff who's actually in this coalition to stop that. But again, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now, I do think I'm more on the side that this is a positive thing at this point. And no, it's not because it's Trump. Trump is, there's days where I'm just like, shut up. You know, quit with your mouth. It looks bad, but I get it. That's the way he is. One day we're going to have another president. I don't like that people are always using that term leader. People need to remember that the government is our employees. Okay. And it's important to recognize that. That's one of the problems in our country right now. And it's heartbreaking in many, many ways. Our country's falling apart because there is this socialist, they call it now the Democratic Socialist Movement, just another term for communism. It's another disarming term that the Democrats are so, they're masters at doing. You know, they're not pedophiles, they're minor attracted persons. It's progressive. It's, you know, just on and on it goes. It's a strange, what is it? A modern policy, okay? They're really good at this stuff. So again, folks, my idea right now is to everybody just pump the brakes. Kind of let's just see how this plays out over the next week. Pay attention. Don't be so riled up and angry and ready to fly off the handle and Trump to Trump, Trump and all this kind of stuff. It's just, let's see what's happening here. This very well may be a good move. We know, if nothing else, Trump acts like a businessman. Whether you want to say that's good to be, you know, 24-hour around-the-clock, 7 days a week mentality. I don't know. It's outside of my scope, of course, but it does have its merit in many cases that we've seen already in the first, you know, year and a half of his second term. So I'd like to see where this plays out. Everybody, please, you know, leave comments down here and share this. I'd love to hear what you think about this. Like, again, you can find us at rumble.com and the ground level. Please check out the audio on Apple and Spotify and basically everywhere you get your podcasts. And thanks again, everybody.